Now, some of y'all need to take your rest. Some of you need to rest. You need to let, you need to take that bill. You need to pull your wife in front of you. Ha ha! And go to sleep. The Bible just said, a merry heart doeth good. If you take your medicine, the medicine, listen to me, the medicine is to do the work. The medicine, when you take it, is to do his work. You ain't got to run up now. Come on, medicine. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on, medicine. No. Take the medicine and go to sleep. Watch this. But, and if ye what? Stop right there. If you suffer. So there's the possibility that you're going to what? I don't know why this happened. I almost died. I don't know why. For what? Righteousness' sake. What are you? You're looking at it wrong. You're looking at it wrong. You look, I had this come on me. Hey, look, I got to be happy. I just suffered something for the right, for the kingdom. Y'all know Michael Freeman that came here? That man almost died. He stayed in the hospital not a couple days. It was a few months, wasn't it? Go check and see where he at now. Back on his feet. Still preaching the gospel. Now, what if his message was this? I don't know why God made me go through all this. And that's all he ever preached. That would make no sense, would it? He back preaching the gospel. He suffered for what? Righteousness' sake. And he's... So watch this. And... Be what? Not afraid of their terror. Neither be troubled. Come on. But do what? Sanctify the Lord God. Where? Take your medicine. If you take your medicine, that's how you can do that. And be what? Ready when? If you take your medicine. To give an answer to every man that asks you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear. Take your medicine. Ha ha! Come on, somebody gotta laugh. Somebody don't let me laugh by myself. Ha! Glory to God. Proverbs 28:14. Were they flipping fast enough? Uh-oh. Was that word? Am I looking that right? Happy is the man that what? We ain't talking about scared fear. Talking about reverential fear. How often? See how you get on the motion roller coaster? Because you don't what? Last two words of that first part of the sentence. You don't what? You see it? But if you fear always, what happened? You happy. You see it? You happy. But that he that do, here we go again. But he that what? Harden his heart shall fall where? That's where you're missing it at. You're not fearing and you're hardening your heart. I know I'm supposed to preach. I know I'm supposed to be doing, I'm supposed to be at church. I'm supposed to be doing, but I just, it's just hard. Look what happened to you. Look. You see it? You fall where? In the mischief. Come on. Let's go to, I got one, two, four more. Psalm 144. Verse 15. Five. Oh, yes, five. I got 15 anyway. Yeah, go ahead. That's fine. That's one. You did 146. We'll go there. Stay there. You get on the other one. All right. Happy. What? What's that word again? Happy is he that what? That has what? Has the God of Jacob Who you been getting to help you? That unsaved co-worker that don't believe nothing? You sharing all your problems with somebody don't even believe the word. Yeah, child, I wouldn't take that. Child, I wouldn't. Man, I wouldn't take that. A few people hear my situation and stuff that I can't tell in here. Man, ain't no way, man. I said, man, Michael Freeman said it best. It take two fools to fight. You ain't got but one fool, you ain't got to fight. I choose not to fight. I ain't going to fight. Guess what? I'm happy. I'm happy. Happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help. Whose hope, where's your hope? Where is it at? Do you see what tying in the Lord brings? Come on now. In the Lord brings happiness. Well, now go to 144. That's verse 15. Happy is that people that is in such a case. Yay. Happy is that people whose God is what? Now, if I asked that before I read that scripture, I'm going to say, God is my Lord. Show of hand. God is my Lord. If God is your Lord, no reason ever again. Hear me? Hear me good. No reason ever again to be depressed. I just told you how. You mean to tell, on the way home maybe Tuesday, Wednesday, I turned on 15 from Pumatok at the stop sign. Rolled down the road a little piece, there stood a deer. Well, one of my confessions is that I don't have wrecks. But anyway, this deer turns and walks away. So, thank you, Lord. And I go on. And I get right before you get to turn the left on 32. There's a buck already out in the road. So I turn and I missed him too. But what if I, what would you, should I have steered my car toward the deer? Let me hit this. No. That's some of y'all, you just, when you take on, you just driving right in the mess. You driving right into it. And here's the way to avoid it. I got a better one. When the deer ran out, I seen the deer and I just let go of the steering wheel. Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. No, what is the steering wheel for? What is this? Come on, answer me. What is the steering wheel for? To steer the car. Many of you walking around just like this. Here's happiness, and here's depression. And depression or a situation show up, and you got it, and you walk around with happiness. Oh my God! 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 Hold on to it. How do you do that? Your hope is where? In the Lord. So in order to get his hope, you got to do what? Get in the Lord. If in that closet was $1,000 or $1,000,000, and I say it's in there, how would you get it out? You have to go in the closet to get it. Jesus got that. Go in your closet. You got one. Many walking right past the closet. I see. You got to go in. There you'll find joy, peace, love, happiness, the fruits of the Spirit. Right?